Good morning, it's 619. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, the Knicks picked up their sixth straight win by downing the Pelicans in overtime, 122-112. Meanwhile, Bam Adebayo sunk a 13-footer as time expired to lift the Heat over the Nets, 109-107. The Raptors took down the Thunder, 112-106, and the Clippers routed the Timberwolves, 124-105. In Major League Baseball, the Mets beat the Rockies 2-1, the Rays doubled up the Yankees 4-2, the Phillies blanked the Cardinals 2-0, the Diamondbacks defeated the Nationals 5-2, and the White Sox swept the Red Sox in a doubleheader, taking Game 1 3-2 and the nightcap 5-1. Shane Bieber is now the first pitcher in Major League history to start a season with double-digit strikeouts in his first four starts. The reigning American League Cy Young Award winner fanned 13 during the Indians' 6-3 win over the Reds yesterday. In the NHL, the Bruins remain perfect since acquiring former Hart Trophy winner Taylor Hall at the trade deadline last week. They rolled over the Capitals yesterday, 6-3. The Islanders edged the Flyers in overtime, 1-0. The Rangers swept the Devils, 5-3. And the Sabres bested the Penguins, 4-2. In NASCAR, Alex Bowman passed Denny Hamlin on a restart with 10 laps to go and drove away at Richmond Raceway for his third career victory in the NASCAR Cup Series. And in golf, Stort Cink had a steady stress 370 to win his third RBC Heritage title at Harbortown. Lastly, a group of 12 elite clubs has dramatically split European soccer by announcing plans to walk away from the Champions League and form their own midweek competition called the Super League. Clubs involved include Real Madrid, Barcelona, and the American owners of Arsenal, Liverpool, and Manchester United. It's drawn an angry response and the threat of legal action from the UEFA. I'm Jesse King.